Back here on the Bernie and Sid Show, heard everywhere on the 77 WABC app. Our next guest, the highlight of the week. He's got a great, great website, BillO'Reilly.com. The no-spin news every weeknight at 7 o'clock. And, of course, you can pre-order his new book, Killing Crazy Horse. He's a well-accomplished author, is Bill O'Reilly. And let me bring him in right now. Good morning to you, Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, you know, I did not know that both of you guys are descendants of weightlifting guys.
You didn't know that?
Descendants. I did not know that. And Jack LaLanne texted me from heaven and said, I'm thrilled. And I don't know whether you know this, but they're going to remake Muscle Beach Party. And I think you guys are going to be considered.
Not me. Maybe Sid, not me.
Yeah.
I am a string bean, but...
Very impressive this morning. And I did 8 push-ups listening to you.
Well, listen, Bill, you're going to have to soon. Everybody's going to have to do it from their homes because... This Wuhan coronavirus, of course, is overtaking everything, and they're closing everything down. Next will be the gyms. It's the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's the NBA, all kinds of things. The president gave a speech last night, and I would love to hear Bill O'Reilly's perspective on that.
Okay. First of all this stuff has to happen. It's terrible, and the world is suffering. But you have to err on the side of caution. You have to. So everybody should accept the inconvenience and, in some cases, the pain, economic pain. But here's the inside story of the speech. And this is something you'll never hear reported. So Donald Trump, from the very beginning, has had disdain for the European Union. All right? He believes that there's no one in charge over there and that illegal aliens run wild. So he used the occasion last night to basically say to the EU, look, we know you're not doing anything. All right. Now, that might be true or not true. I don't know. But in his mind, it is true. We know you're not doing anything, so you're not coming in here. All right. We're stopping all flights from Europe, with the exception of Britain, because Britain's out of the UK. So Britain does have now immigration, whereas all of the other UK countries do not. You can go and come as you please. So that was a subtext to what he was saying. Now, he didn't say, and the Democratic Party wants open borders, what if I had given in to that? And what if we had everybody crossing at will into the United States, as the Democratic Party, particularly Bernie Sanders, wants to do? He didn't do that because one of his themes was, we don't want to make this political. Right. But, of course, it is political. If you think about it, if the Democrats were in charge of the White House and Congress now, we would not have any border enforcement to speak of. And certainly everybody who got here would be getting all of the entitlements that Americans get and would be able to go anywhere they wanted to go if we had Democrats in power. Am I wrong so far?
100% right.
Okay. So this was the underpinning of what Donald Trump was trying to get across, that you have to have discipline and you have to have a very firm policy in order to stop things like coronavirus. And then he uses foreign virus. Now, I knew as soon as he said that CNN and NBC News would go crazy, and they did, because no matter what Donald Trump said last night, they would have gone crazy. They would have hammered him. Sure. There's no way they would have come out and said, you know, it's a pretty good speech. Maybe it wasn't perfect, but it's a good start. No way they're ever going to do that. So why would anybody watch these people? Now, also, you get the other side that says, well, Donald Trump is Moses, and he's going to lead us all to the promised land, and we're all going to be okay. I think we're all going to be okay. I think this will subside. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I think we will be, and I'm hoping we will be, because this is causing millions of us to suffer. But when you get into a situation where you have a disaster, and that's what this is, and you can't control it, man can't control the virus. Man can't control it. Then you have to basically protect yourself as best you can, personally. And you don't, that doesn't mean you live in the basement with freeze dried. It just makes, it just means you take precautions.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. I think that's what you guys are doing. We're still going out to restaurants.
Yes.
You know, we still go to entertainment venues when we feel that it's under control. But what President Trump is supposed to do is lead. And that means not cause panic. You see, I mean, right. What was a guy supposed to do? Get out there and sweat and oh, my God, what are we going to do? No. He's supposed to go, this is the steps that we're taking. We hope that they mitigate some of the suffering. If they don't, we'll do other things. So he did that. And then I got, you know, we got to be subjected to this hysteria that, you know, he's the devil and he's a racist because he called it a foreign virus.
Which is what it is, by the
which
way.
Which is, and by the way, which is what they were doing a month ago.
Right.
All the fake news channels were calling it the Chinese coronavirus.
And
now,
the, I don't know why and the Wahoo virus.
Huh? Maybe you guys can explain why are any is anybody watching it?
Because they watch it because they hate Donald Trump.
All right.
I mean, it's really that simple.
That's the best explanation. But I'm sitting there and I want information for my family. I don't want to hear this insane stuff. All right, I don't want to hear the other stuff either. The guy's infallible and that he's the greatest guy, and I don't want to hear that either. Let's just do a fair assessment of where we are. And, you know, the NBA and the St. Patrick's Day Parade, all of that, it's an inconvenience for us. But if it saves a few lives, then it's worth it, right?
No doubt.
100%. Yeah. One of the things, though, that Donald Trump has been able to boast, no matter what else has gone on and all the name-calling, is the economy, specifically the stock market, and how it went from 18 to 30. Well, this thing is dropping thousands a day. It's down to 23. And if this continues, it may fall to exactly where it was when he started, believe it or not, 3 years ago. Now, we know why. He's got a good explanation why, but it's not going to matter. If, in fact, this market ends up at 18, 19 where it was, how devastating will that be for Trump in terms of reelection?
It'll hurt him, particularly among independents who, you know, might say, well, let's give the other party a chance. But he's lucky in the sense that it happened now. If this had happened in September and you had this turbulence going into the voting booth, then it would have been much, much worse for Donald Trump. So if my scenario comes to be that the virus declines, all right, you can't believe anything out of China. They, they lie to you all day long. But they're saying that in China it's starting to decline. All right, warmer weather is not favorable to the coronavirus. So let's say I'm right, and it declines. So then you'll see a surge in the stock market because people buy stocks 2-3 quarters out. And if they feel that the threat's no longer there and they can get bargains, which you'll absolutely be able to get, so there'll be a surge. And then when October rolls around, it'll be up in, you know, into a decent territory, and then it won't be that much of a factor. But if there is a severe recession and people are losing jobs and the stock market is nowhere, that's going to hurt Donald Trump.
That's true. The underlying economy is still strong at this point. And historically, these various virus-induced market declines, they do result in recoveries that are oftentimes steep and sharp. But, Bill O'Reilly, I have to segue to politics, you know, some hardcore politics. I love your message of the day about Joe Biden. It's very good. I mean, Joe Biden, to me, I can't stand the guy, but your message of the day is so true, so hits home. Tell us about that.
Well, you've got to look at what's happening in the Democratic Party apart from Joe Biden to understand Joe Biden. So the Democrats, they know that Biden's on the downside, and everybody knows it. So they're basically saying to the American people, look, this guy, if we elect him president, he's really not going to run the country, and he won't. He'll bring in a whole bunch of guys that work for President Obama, and it'll be a consensus situation. All right, now, as a voter, you should know that. So you're not getting a guy like Trump who calls his own shots. You're getting a guy who's going to sit there at a table, and he's going to have 10 other people there, and they're going to go, well, maybe we'll do this, maybe we'll, let's take a vote, and then the consensus will come out, and that's how he'll govern.
Weekend at Biden's.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, and this will be very interesting, On Sunday night, they're going to have a debate in Arizona with no spectators, just the ineffective moderators who aren't going to do anything. All right, Bernie Sanders has been told, and I know this to be true, he's been told by very high-ranking members of the Democratic Party, do not destroy Joe Biden. We know you could do it because you're more glib than he is. You could go after him. You could carve him up on Hunter. You could do a number of things. Do not do it. And if you do, you're going to be a pariah, word of the day, in the Democratic Party. So I don't believe that Bernie Sanders will carve him up. What he'll do is say, Joe has made a mistake here, Joe made a mistake there, Joe is this, but he's not going to do the personal stuff. He's not going to get into the constant befuddlement of Mr. Biden. He's not going to do any of that. So Biden won't get hurt too badly on Sunday night.
Unless he does it to himself.
Right, exactly.
But you got to understand that Biden, he's not going to be asked any difficult questions.
Right.
All right, this is a scandal. So the press is supposed to be looking out for the folks. They're supposed to be saying, well, look, I'm going to ask the hard... When I did an interview with a president or anybody who was powerful, I spent hours thinking about the most difficult questions I could ask. And Joe Biden would never talk to me. Never in his... And I know him from decades. Obama did 3 times, and all the other presidents did. Hillary Clinton did. But he would never do it. Because he knew he couldn't answer the questions. He could not answer them. And he knew I wasn't going to let him off the hook. That if he didn't answer them, I'd say, hey, Mr. Vice President, you didn't answer the question. You want to give it another go? Because that's what I did. But now you don't have any of that. Because these moderators are being told, you ask this, this is how you do it, this is what the company would like to see happen. And they do it, because if they don't, they're not in the company. That's what's happening, and it's just awful.
Disgrace.
No, it's terrible. Listen, on the way out, about 60 seconds, Bill, we'll go where we started here, of course, canceling the NBA season, suspending it, I should say. No St. Patrick's Day parade. I mean, all kinds of stuff is being canceled. And we all know, of course, that the biggest petri dish in the city for this virus are the subways, which I take 3 or 4 times every single day. Do you think we'll ever get to the point where they'll shut down that?
It could happen. What I'm trying and hoping for is that people are going to be so aware that even though they use the subway, when they get out of the subway, they're going to wash their hands immediately or use a sanitizer, whatever they're doing. And the awareness is going to make this thing subside. But it's possible. However, it didn't happen in Japan. They aren't doing it there. So if you want to shut down the entire country, you're going to have a real, real problem here. And that's why I think all of these aggressive things now are worthy, so we don't get to that point.
Nobody better than Bill O'Reilly. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. And again, pre-order Killing Crazy Horse at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill. Thank you so much.
Okay,
as usual.
Guys.
Great
we'll
job, Bill.
Next week.
See you at the gym.
Be well.
Yeah, there you go.
On the Bernie and Sid show. We'll come on. Well, see you later.